Lord, we pray now that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, we may hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Joseph, his father's favorite. All the other sons knew that. They were all shepherds, and it says that they all hated him because he was the favored son. God gives Joseph two dreams, and pretty much in the dreams, he saw these like sheaves, these, you know, stacks of grain, and there were 12 of them, and 11 of them were bowing down to one that rose up. Okay? They knew what he was talking about. And it says, and they hated him even more. Then he had another dream that 11 stars and the moon and the sun would also bow down to him. And he related that even to his father. And so, you know, father saying, that means that your mother and I and all our sons are going to bow down to you one day. You know? So he didn't like the dream, but it says he pondered it, you know, his dad. Then that made the brothers hate him even more. So his dad sent him out to check on his brothers one day, and of course they came up with a scheme, and they were going to kill him. And his older brother Reuben said, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen. So he said, let's throw him into a pit. Reuben's whole plan was to come back later and get him. But they threw him in the pit. One of the sons said, well, you know, he saw some Ishmaelite traders coming. He said, well, we'll just sell him to them. So that's what they did, of course. They sold Joseph to these Midianites who were descendants of Ishmael. And they, of course, went down to Egypt. Sold Joseph to Potiphar, who was the Pharaoh's captain of the guard guy. And, of course, we know the story. He was there prospering. And Potiphar's wife kind of had a thing for Joseph, you know. And kind of every day he was just bugging him, you know, and he wouldn't give in. And so she ends up, you know, just kind of telling a lie on him. And Joseph gets thrown into prison, right, where he's there in prison. He prospers in prison. The hand of God is still on him. You know, he becomes in charge of all the prisoners there. And then one day the Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and chief baker, he got mad at him and threw him into prison, where they meet Joseph. Well, while in there, they have dreams. And they relate the dreams to Joseph. He interprets the dreams. One was the chief cupbearer would be restored to his job within 3 days. And the baker would, in 3 days, be hanged. Okay? Probably wish he hadn't given his dream to Joseph. But Joseph asked these guys, you know, please remember me. Right, when you go talk to Pharaoh, remember me. And he told them, you know, I'm this Hebrew guy, and I was sold into slavery against my own will. And in other words, I shouldn't be here where I am. He says this. You can go back and read it. Well, 2 years go by. The cupbearer totally forgets about him. 2 years go by. Pharaoh has a dream. He has this dream where in this river these 7 fat cows came out of the river. And then these 7 skinny cows came out, devoured the big ones. And then he woke up, had another dream where these 7, this stalk of corn had 7, you know, big ears of corn, you know, real plush. And then this one that was just grew up, that was just, you know, had like dehydrated and stuff. Well, it devoured the good ones. So the dream troubles him. Nobody could answer the dream for him, of course. And the cupbearer overhears it and tells him, hey, there's a guy in prison named Joseph. He can probably interpret this for you. And so, make a long story short, Pharaoh gets him, and he interprets the dream, and Pharaoh puts him in charge of everything. He said, you're going to have 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, and what we need to do in the 7 years of plenty is store up for the famine. And so then Pharaoh puts him in charge of every single thing. So the time that he had the dream, between that time, he was 17 years old when he had the dream. When Pharaoh put him in charge of everything, he was 30 years old. 13 years, right? Number 13 means double portion. Now, when Joseph meets his brothers, he has a different story for them. Because he said, you didn't put me in this place, God did. God sent me here. I was here for a purpose. And in Psalm 105, it just kind of gives us a couple of scriptures, but great insight into this. One, God called for the famine, you know, in his sovereignty knew what was coming. And he raised up Joseph, gave him, put dreams in his heart, right? But the word of God had to test him because he wasn't ready to carry out that word. And I've heard so many times, you know, he went in down as a boy, came out a man, you know, all these kind of different things. But you got to understand that for all of us, the word of God tests us. God will speak a word to you. And sometimes just that word is not ready to be fulfilled because you're not ready for the word. You couldn't handle the word, right? God knows that. But the word tested him. It tested Joseph. Finally, he came to this conclusion. Somewhere, could have been in prison the last 2 years there, right? But some point in time, he said, you know what, God, I got to quit thinking it's not fair for me to be here and everything that happened to me doesn't seem like, look like anything. Leave that word you gave me, especially, right? I mean, it looked total opposite. You know, there in prison. But something happened to him, which I believe. And that word became like, yeah, God, you did this. And it even could have been when he interpreted the dream. Somewhere in there, it was time for his word. And that's what Scripture said. But a couple of things in here, I'll reread it again. God called for the famine. He broke the whole staff of bread. And he sent a man before him, you know, Joseph. God saw his heart. They afflicted his feet with fetters, and it says he himself was laid in irons. But actually the Hebrew there is iron entered his soul, because he wasn't in fetters the whole time. He was only in fetters the time when the Midianites took him down to Egypt, right? Even when he was in the prison, he was able to move around because he was in charge of everybody, right? But the word there is his soul was imprisoned, right? Everything around him, God was just kind of boxed him in, right? So he couldn't get out so he could do a work in his soul. And when the time came, God released him. Even using, y'all, if you go back, there's so many things here, we just don't have time. He used jealous, men's jealousy, right? Anger, thoughts of murder, being lied about, misunderstood, right? All those things didn't deter his destiny, God's destiny for his life. Other men, right, we believe that sometimes, that people can mess with our destiny. No, they can't, right? God used the sins of other people to put Joseph in the place he needed to be. That's uncomprehendable or incomprehensible, right? But when the time came, God released his soul, and he was a different person. You know, if we live life as God has me in this place, and not they're doing this to me, and not this was unfair, I'm here because of this, or their choices, or my choice. No, God did it, because it's about the word to you, things he's spoken over your life. And there'll be a time, this length of time, we don't know how much, what that is for each of us, when the word of the Lord, well, it's time. Like, it's time for it to be fulfilled. And when that happens, you're released. Your soul is released. And you'll say, just like Joseph did in the end of it, I don't understand the whole journey, but Lord, you did it. And you were behind everything. Last night we were talking about the word. Last week, in, I think Friday I spoke out of 1 Peter chapter 4, says, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that comes upon you for your testing. And that word, surprise, wouldn't look at that. That's a word for a stranger knocking on your door. Don't be surprised. Because, see, sometimes the stranger that God sends to your door is him, right? It's from him. He's sent by God, and it comes in the form of a fiery ordeal. A fire to test you is what that says, right? But all he's doing is refining, and he's getting you ready to receive his word so you can handle it. So all glory goes to him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.